Qué forma.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better this Christmas. And as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together this Christmas. The fireside is blazing bright. Whoa, we're caroling through the night. Whoa, this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me.
What's up? It's Jay, and I'm here with Queen, and we got a special guest today from Mama Say Haven, Miss Beverly Smith. So say hi, Miss Smith.
Hello, happy holidays, everyone.
All right, and today we are going to be going over Christmas and capitalism. So the first question we will be doing is, what is Christmas? So to you, what is Christmas?
That's a good question. What is Christmas? Let's see. What is Christmas to me? For me, I would just like to say that Christmas is something that I really feel has been stretched out of proportion. I think it's a holiday that a lot of people are stressed out, especially in my community, as it relates to trying to get presents. And I believe that it is Jesus Christ's birthday. And that's what it means to me.
Can I ask you what made you to believe that Jesus' birthday was December 26th?
That's a good question that you asked, because it was something that I was told, and I believe, because I heard it from a reliable source in my life.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Why does she believe that Jesus was born on December 26th?
Oh, say it again.
My question was, why do you believe that Jesus was born on the day of Christmas?
And just like Miss Beverly, I was actually told growing up that Jesus' birthday was Christmas. So Christmas to me is just a day where you can get to be with your friends and family, you know, and just have a fun time and celebrate it how you want to celebrate it. Because not everybody celebrates Christmas, not everybody celebrates Christmas the same way. So however you celebrate, celebrate it like that and just have fun with your friends and family.
Great.
So the second question is, what
is the commercial?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I don't know when I saw it. Not media.
Me either. Same thing.
Omni
Media.
Okay. Stand Omni Media, a diverse digital media brand with a mission to uplift the voices and cultures that are most often silenced. Learn more by visiting www.weredoustand.com.
Now back to the questions.
So the second question is, what does Christmas mean to you?
You
want to
answer? Christmas, I don't really know. Well, Christmas is the time where, see, there's different ways that certain people celebrate Christmas. There's the families that just have a nice dinner and no presents are exchanged. But my Christmas was always the presents and the dinner, so it's like, no, it was just good to be around family that I don't see most of the year.
Yeah, that's how it was for me. Mm-hmm. I was always, yeah, for me, it's just, you know, waking up early in the morning, you know, opening the gifts that I got from everyone, calling every family member, telling them Merry Christmas, getting calls from and getting texts from friends as well, saying Merry Christmas to them. Then hours later, getting up and going to a family member's house, and we all have dinner there and just have fun. So for you, Ms. Smith, how is Christmas for you?
I would have to agree with both of y'all. Christmas is a time to come together with family. Again, not so much about the present. You know, I'm number 8 of 9, so my mom made it more about the dinner that she cooked and the opportunity for us to, you know, come together. So, yeah, just being able to be around family is what Christmas is for me.
Okay, so this will lead into the next question. How do you celebrate? Well, everybody kind of answered that question as well with this. So the next question we'll say is, do you buy gifts for your friends? Now, the thing with me is, if they ask for it and I'm able to see them, then I would, but not really necessarily, because sometimes they don't really ask for it, but, you know, if they do, I do it. So, do you buy presents for your friends?
That's a good question. I have. I don't make it something that I do every year. If I can, I will. I really celebrate Kwanzaa more. I'm a Kwanzaa person.
Yeah.
I really believe in, you know, how can we enhance the community? What does unity look like? So, you know, Christmas is really just another day for me to celebrate family, because everyone else is in the spirit of giving. So I give hugs. I give love,
right?
Genuine love. Yeah. So, you know, Kwanzaa is something that I started celebrating with my own children. I have 4 children and 4 grandchildren. So I will say, to be honesty, I am buying my grandson's books. So I will get them a book to help out with their bookshelf. So, yeah. But Kwanzaa.
So do you buy gifts for your friends, Glenn?
So, I'm in that stage where I live at a school, and there's a lot of drama between females.
Oh, no.
And other females. So for that being said, I don't have friends. I have associates. But I do have a friend that I would buy presents for. Yeah, a female friend.
Okay. Well, I didn't think of that, okay. do you believe in Santa Claus? I no longer do because I actually found out who Santa Claus actually is. So I no longer actually kind of believe in him as much.
That would be a good time for your song.
Oh, what's the name of the
question? Well, that song you picked about Santa Claus and how you found out and who Santa Claus really is.
Yes.
That's all I remember. That's actually how I found out that it wasn't no Santa Claus.
Yes.
My sister kept playing that album and I just kept listening and caught on. I'm like, she was probably kicking his daddy. And that was it. That was it.
Okay, and so this is more so of a question for me and Queen. So the question is, as the only child, do we get spoiled? And the answer is a yes and a no. Now, for me, it's a yes and a no. I don't know about Queen's answer. For me, it's a yes and a no. So Queen, as the only child, do you get spoiled?
No.
And why is that?
My mother's heritage, how she was brought up, where she comes from, my mother's Trinidadian, and she was raised in Brooklyn, New York.
Okay.
And she feels, and the mother before that one and the mother before that one feels, you have to work for everything that you have. That's how it works in the real world, and that's just how we're going to shape you. So the answer to that question would be no.
Okay, so the reason why I said yes and no is because I actually kind of get this question a lot. Because a lot of people have asked me, I've told people that I don't really ask so much when it comes to Christmas, even though I'm my only child. And that's mostly because I'm more so grateful for the stuff I already have. And because, you know, I might be able to get the stuff on my own, that's the part why I say no. But if I don't want to, if my mom says she can get it herself, then I'll let her get it. But most of the time, I really don't count myself as spoiled. I guess the next song, so... We are gonna actually segue into a song. So the next song we are gonna play is What Do the Lonely Do? So we'll be right back after a brief moment. So
silent night, I know it's gonna be
So our next segment, we're going to move along into it, is, well, okay, so the commercial is the Future Foundation, a 501c3 nonprofit. Nonprofit that teaches social justice advocacy, community organizing, and resource regeneration to future adults ages 13 to 21 and their families. Our programs are free and we have food. You also get community service hours for participating. Find out more by visiting thefuturedc.org. So next we're going to go into capitalism. And pretty much for those who don't understand what we mean by capitalism, capitalism is an economic system where private entities own the factors of production. The four factors are entrepreneurship, capital goods, natural resources, and labor. So the first question with this is, do you think our government is run under a capitalist system? Now, for me, I do, because there's a lot of actual businesses around here that actually, you know, aren't run by the government. They actually, like, run themselves. And some of those
like
would be...
Like a nonprofit. 7-Eleven,
well, not just a nonprofit. They don't have to be a nonprofit, though. 7-Eleven is actually one. They are owned by the government. They're their actual own business. McDonald's is two. Any other, like, fast food restaurant kind of that you can think of... So, do you think that our government is under a capitalist system?
Wow, that's a good question for me. It's so much going on. I mean, it's so many smoke and mirrors. It's a lot going on in our country with 45. You know, it's just a lot going on. So I don't know. I try to, you know, I just try to stay and do what I can in my community, because a lot of it is so political. You know, we live in a political, you know, everything is about politics. I mean, just ridiculous. You know, at this point, I really can't even speak on that, to be honest. Just because there's so much going on in our community that they are ignoring. So to even weigh on that, I'm sorry.
America is a capitalist society.
It really is.
We have some societies that run on socialism.
Yeah.
Like China is a socialist, socialist existence.
Yeah, some run on nationalism.
And so the thought process for like youth and kids who are checking us out, the thought process behind capitalism is you earn your way.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ain't got it, too bad.
Right.
So if you feel that system doesn't work out, there are ways, just like Miss Beverly was saying, that you can contribute to your community where you don't necessarily have to subscribe to the capitalist way. Like, you can have shoes, but capitalism says your shoes have to be Jordan.
Right.
And Jordans just happen to be $400. You can eat organically by growing it in your backyard, but capitalism says your organic food has to come from Whole Foods.
So one quick announcement that I actually would like to talk about, not just our system, since we're talking about the government. If you guys didn't hear about it, the net neutrality whole ordeal with the FCC was actually repealed today. So pretty much what repeal is actually saying is the FCC will not be allowed, if net neutrality thing, net neutrality law is null and void, or also saying that it is not going to happen. So everything that people are talking about where you'll have to pay an extra money just to do it,
not going to happen. Because, one, America doesn't want to really run like that. So the next question, actually, I just wanted to make that quick announcement. So the next question is, so.
Before we get into this question, I have a few announcements for the listeners. So if you are any female, don't mean you have to be a grown woman, or you could be a teenager, you could be a little girl. If you're, like, you know, just walking down the street in your neighborhood and there's, like, a child with the address on a piece of paper and they're telling you to bring them to this address, you need to call the police because now they use it as gang members to rape females. Like, kids are drawing in the female and they're raping them.
Public safety announcement here on Wolf Radio.
Yep.
And we want to take a moment just to honor victims who have been dealing with things like that. And to really, those who are thinking about joining a gang or engaging in criminal activity.
Just think about stuff like this. That means
that could be your mother.
Make a different decision, y'all.
Yeah. Going into back into capitalism, we had to actually make those announcements because those are actually very important. So next on the capitalist questions is, how do you think rich people benefit from holidays like Christmas?
Say it again.
How do you think rich people benefit from holidays like Christmas? Now, I'm going to sit back and be the last person to actually answer this question.
Well, I don't know because there's different kind of rich people. There's rich people that earned their money and that's been a hardworking person and they just became rich. And then there's those
that's called new money.
Yep. Got that new money, got that old money.
And then there's those people who are just privileged and rich and they don't really know the meaning. Like, and Christmas is not all about money. Oh my God, it's not.
Christmas is actually about spending time with your family and friends.
So I think that the way that they earn money is because, you know, we have a lot of people who have stock in different companies that are already popular. So is that what you were going to say?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, they are the people.
Right. That's what I was going to say because there's a lot of people, and this is why I was saying that because there's a lot of people who actually are invested into a lot of these companies that y'all buy, that people buy the presents from. So you are actually paying them your money. Now, you're paying the business, but at the end of the day, the business has to give it back to, has to give the money to investors. So you're pretty much paying the investors. And that's how they just sit around and they don't even have to worry about doing any shopping. They pretty much get stuff for free while the people who actually work for their money have to spend their hard money and then have to wait to earn it again. And it's given to the rich, which is so, I'm understanding. Exactly, that too. And I'm starting to understand this, how we live and how society works. And it's just like.
But our guest just said something that was very important. We always talk about resource regeneration, and everybody always asks us, what does that mean?
Right.
And Ms. Beverly just said, buy black. That is a form of cooperative economics. That is a form of resource regeneration.
Right.
So, like, what do you say to the folks who, they celebrate Christmas, but, like, they make sure that they buy black?
Mm-hmm.
Or they make sure that they buy books so that they're investing in someone being smart, as opposed to, here are these shoes that might not fit in 2 months.
Right.
What do you think about that? Are you disappointed as a team?
I'm disappointed in the fact that people are buying unnecessary stuff. Like, to the people who are buying stuff for people who are trying to get their, you know, not just their kids, but their family to be smarter than, and just be one of the smartest. I commend people for that. Really, I do. So, and to those who are just buying stuff for no reason, you're pretty much wasting money on something that's like you can get at any given point. And here's the thing, that sometimes they can be given for free because sometimes there are raffles where you can actually, like, literally win shoes
name shoes, big shoes, for like nothing.
Yeah.
And that's what irritates me, is that all our generation pretty much, and Queen, you know, you kind of agree with me, that most of our generation mostly cares about shoes and how we look to the other, to the opposite gender. Not saying you do, not saying I do, but most of our generation only cares about looking good, trying to impress people.
I agree.
Trying to impress the opposite gender, when really our...
Not necessarily the opposite gender.
Well, trying to impress people. Trying to impress people.
Especially in
trying to stunt, you
high
know what I'm
school
saying?
Or any school, period.
So,
you have people, and
I
honestly,
and I'm in high school, so I know this.
This kind of topic really irritates me because
yeah.
I don't understand how you can have your parents who work their behind off, and they go and buy you $100 shoes, and their light bill isn't paid. So it's like,
talk about it.
Well, one of the things
I really feel, and I'm sorry to cut y'all off, because this is really a good topic as it relates to economics in our community,
what?
Because we look at Black Wall Street, you know, we look at all of the Black businesses. There are some millionaire Black businesses that we can't support,
yeah.
who actually support nonprofit organizations.
It really is.
So it's so important for us to do the research and to find those businesses who are giving back to the community.
Right.
But not only that, as it relates to what Queen just said, you know, I really don't think that, you know, Southeast is a low-income community. I think it's just poor management of money, because if you can buy $100 pair of shoes and $200 hair and your child is like three and has on like a $75 outfit, then you could very well be a homeowner and have your own business if you knew how to manage the money. So I think it's just a thing of mismanagement of money, and it's just,
well,
you know, a lack of
laziness too. Because some people
not
are too
knowledge.
Some people are too lazy.
What do you think?
I think that you hit a very big nail on the head when you spoke about a lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
And I think that part of the issue is that we aren't being real about where our knowledge is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Kiki doesn't know that she can own her own business. They're handing her condom,
right?
And prep and HIV and all of that before they put her shoe file for business.
Come on now.
That's
you know,
you can't feel capitalism.
We have to start at that point looking at what are we built?
Right.
What are we rooted in? And I have to say, you know, I don't celebrate Christmas, and that's why they play What Do the Lonely Do at Christmas. That's my favorite Christmas song. And every Wednesday before the show happens on Thursday, there's a lot of getting into Miss Ayana's business so that, you know, there is a sort of background for what we're going to discuss on the next day. I was making sure we weren't muted, y'all. You know, we let mute y'all and just be talking and you can't hear
nothing.
Can you
go on to that? I want to show people who are on live with us and who that you can call in at this number
right there. Let's highlight it for you. 416.
You
want
to talk to us? You want to get to know us a little more?
623. If you want to get in on the conversation, that's the number.
If you got questions of your own, call that number right there. You can talk to us and get to, you know, to really kind of, you know, be on the show a little bit.
Which is true.
But yeah.
Yep. Both of you.
Thursday, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Thursday, show us soon.
All right.
And
then
7 to 8.
Yep.
7 to 8 o'clock. Yeah.
Right.
And the thing that gets me about it, though, is that, you know, we don't have these conversations. We don't say, hey, sis, for Christmas, I'm going to get your business. And next Christmas, I'm going to tell everybody to support.
Right.
And our churches don't say that. They say, put this money in this container. We're going to pass it around. And when I got to know God for myself, I found out God was born in the summertime. Jesus was born in the summertime. And I got to know about the principles of Kwanzaa. And I remember when Passion of the Christ came out, and a lot of AME churches began to preach about how Jesus is Black and Jesus, you know, just a number of things that made me really have to reconcile what I was taught with what I know. And those are two very, very
Jesus actually is, it depends, it doesn't really, he's not really a race in general. He's what you, like, envision him to be. Like, if you envision him as Ayana said, Miss Ayana said, Black, that's what he is to you. Some people envision him as a different race. And because of that, you know, still, you still got him as one person, but, you know, everybody doesn't think of him as the same race, and or, you know.
Well, I think when we talk about God, I'm sorry. I'm going to say my last thing, and then this is your show. I think that when we talk about God, it's important. You know how when you're in school, they say that some people are visual learners.
Right.
And they say some people learn by doing. And they say that some people learn by hearing.
Right.
I think that God is just that way.
Yes.
Some people can only get God as Buddha. Some can only get God as Jesus.
Or
right. Some can only get God as Allah.
Yeah,
it's the same God.
It's, the same.
It's just
that's
however
it.
You digest.
Yeah, that's
what
I'm saying.
You know
it's
saying?
Like it's how you
get the knowledge. Just get knowledge.
Go ahead, what you
gonna
say?
And live right. Because a lot of people got Jesus and ain't got no God in them.
Come on now.
So, as a young kid, I still have, like, it took me a long time to believe in Jesus because I'm the kind of person that I need evidence. I need things to see in order to believe in what I see. I got to see it in order to believe it. And it was a mind blower that, like, somebody just magically appeared and made life and then made a son named Jesus and then made Eve and Adam. Like, it was just, like, a whole lot going on. Like, I wanted to know.
Yeah, and it's, like, not just in the Bible, but it's kind of like there's stories. There's people say there's stories behind everything that happened. And there's stuff online about it. Now, here's the first thing I will tell you, which is a mistake about this. Don't believe everything that you see and hear online. The reason why is because some of the things that are said online aren't
from ignorant people.
Yeah, from ignorant people, for one, and for two, aren't true.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to think of, so in your mind, when you see stuff online, you have to think about, is this true or not? So it's like, so I'm not saying that you can't believe stuff on the internet. Just don't believe everything. And on the news too, because the news sometimes lies about it. Especially like sometimes the news will lie about some stuff, but that's a whole different thing.
But I do want to speak briefly just about what we talked about. We mentioned economics and Black Wall Street,
right.
And support. Support is free. That's Miss Ayana's slogan. She support is free, right?
Hey,
so hey, just want to let you know the world and community know and the listeners that you know Mama Says Hey, we're a nonprofit organization, and we have a program called Black Wall Street, where we bring awareness to the economic Black community. Yeah, the black economics in our community, and we honor individuals, businesses, and organizations with an award, and we also host have financial literacy classes. So it's so important to support nonprofits. There's so many different nonprofit organizations who are doing a lot of work in a community, and we really have to band together and support these nonprofits, not just Mama Safe Haven, not just the Future Foundation, but it's time for us to really link arms and support, like people go out and support, you know, Bounty and Crest and all these, I mean, because we need those things, right? You need paper towel, you need toothpaste. Well, we need your support as well, right?
Yeah.
So it's so important for the livelihood of our community for us to do that.
And one of the things for Mama Saving that I'm actually going to touch on is so this is another announcement that I'm going to make. For those of you who, you know, are into acting, you know, like myself, you know, Miss hosts a movie. She hosts a movie program as well. I was actually involved in it called DC Film Life. We actually made our first movie. What was it, last year?
Yeah.
Last year we made our first movie. It was called Resilience. It should be on YouTube. It should be.
It is on YouTube.
Yep. So if you want to look it, if you want to watch the movie, you know, get to see yours truly in the movie. I'm not really a main character, but I am in the movie. So if you want to see yours truly, you know, just go search up Brazilian. Hopefully you can find it. But yeah, for those of you who really enjoy acting, as much as I kind of do what Smith likes to do, definitely join the program. And hopefully I want to get to the Future Foundation. To starting on a movie.
We show. We want to see the movie.
Make
oh, awesome. See, that's that partnership.
So let me tell you, this is the thing about reinventing the wheel, right?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta be focused on what you do.
Come on now.
and then let other people do what
they do. Come on now.
Everybody can do everything. We got a radio show.
Right.
So on the radio show, we tell people, come make the movie with y'all.
Right.
Come be in the movie.
Right. Yeah.
And then we got a writing program. Come sit down and learn the movie. Because some people can't write, baby.
Come on, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we still teach you to write, you know?
Yeah, still teach you to
write. And then when they get to that point, maybe you just got a speaking role in the movie that was already written. Come on.
Right,
you know? The book somebody's writing. She's writing Rise of Renee. Maybe it becomes a movie. But it isn't, hey, we're going to do everything. Right.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. We can't do everything,
we can do everything as a community.
Right.
Do everything as one community organization.
And that goes back to Kwanzaa, collective resources and unity in a community as it relates to, you know, you could be the eyes, we need nose, we need ears, we need someone with that has a strong arm, has a strong leg. Everyone come together as one body, that unity is strong, right? And then I have another plug for our Kwanzaa. We're partnered with Anderson. We will be in the West on the 26th. The 27th, we will be at WEAC Radio. The 28th, we will be at the Alliance of Concerned Men. And the 29th, we will be at UPO. So we are celebrating Kwanzaa. And all is welcome. We have gifts. We will be passing out gifts at the Kwanzaa event. And
we don't have no funding. So y'all going to have Kwanzaa.
I know, right?
That's the partnership.
Yep.
We do our Kwanzaa pick back for when that one day.
Yep.
So we teach people. Because that's what we do. We teach. Then they go to the community events that exist. Their council is having a Kwanzaa event. Or their Democrat is having a Kwanzaa event. But so they know what they're going for. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's how the pieces of the puzzle fit together. That's what the season is for. You know what I'm saying?
To come together. And that way we can bridge resources. You know what I mean? Because like you said, I was stressed out doing a grant today and it was really irritating because I had to write in all of the things that we do. And, apply for this grant before and didn't get it. And here I am, you know, writing for it again. And, you know, just as much enthusiasm as I did before, you know, just never giving up. We have that workshop. But at the end of the day, it's important for us to bring our resources together, you know, where you can educate. And I think that's what it's about as it relates to buying Black. Right? Going back to the topic of,
capitalism,
buying Black, supporting nonprofit organizations, supporting for-profit organizations, and, you know, just collective resources. You know, everybody can't get it, right? But we come together and save by somebody bringing, you know, different parts and making it happen. So, truly appreciate the Future Foundation.
So, with that being said, and going to end off on the note that we are going to go into another song, and I think we're going to do Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You. So we'll be back in a few moments, so don't go anywhere.
You can call in.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. My wish come true. All I
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Now I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh, the mistletoe is hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. It's hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, just so once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
So the next thing,
The information is on the page.
Okay, so the last segment that we got for today will be the way capitalism impacts Christmas. So the first thing is, do you make a list of the items you want for Christmas? The queen, you want to answer that first?
What's the question again?
Do you make a list of the items you want for Christmas?
No, because my list is pretty simple. So, it's not even a list, it's just two things. And that was never a thing. If anything, I'm the one who wants everybody else to make a list. I mean, why make a list? Like, that ruins the whole surprise. Like, dude.
And then you're gonna know what you want. You're gonna know.
And if you don't like what you got, then you're ungrateful.
But is making a list more knowing what you want, or is it big business's way of getting you to be greedy?
Get it? Big business is getting a degree.
Because think about it. During your birthday, when people are celebrating you, do you make a list or do you just get? I mean, no.
No.
You're born getting what people give you, and allowing generosity to be natural and sincere. That's
all. It's like the thing, you get what you give. If you get, like, yeah, it's like the thing, get what you give.
So do you make a list, Jeremiah?
Do I make a list? No, I actually don't, because my mother actually knows that I want to actually ask. I don't really ask for a lot, but I ask for the same thing that I get.
And to be honest, I really don't have to make a list, because I don't know, I don't really be doing it on purpose, but I tend to talk about what I want. I'm like, hey,
that's
Ma,
true.
I thought these, like, pretty, pretty, pretty earrings on this girl, and, like, she would just,
right,
and just, like, remember, and then some things is right under the tree.
You do subliminal messages.
Yeah.
No, not really.
Subliminal. I don't really do subliminal messages. It's kind of like, my mother kind of knows, because she kind of knows. She doesn't really, like, I don't really ask for a lot, the one thing that I said before. But she kind of, like, knows what I want, because some of the stuff that if I don't get it myself, then she gets it for me. Without me asking for it.
Yep.
And okay. So quick announcement, really quick. There was, if you guys went to it, but you didn't see or know who I was, there was a convention on Sunday that I actually was able to go to. There was a convention that I went to, and I actually had a blast. And that's actually one of the, when we talk about Christmas,
My mother was like, because I told her that there was figurines I wanted, because I never have, figurines of this thing. And so she was like, she was going to get them. She told me to take pictures of them, and she said she was going to try to find them and get them for herself. So the next one is, do you think it is a coincidence that Christmas is in the last quarter of business, or is it that a part is or is that a part of capitalism?
Wow. I think that that was very strategic.
Yeah. Both.
Strategic. I think it's very strategic. But also I like the fact that Kwanzaa, and I'm gonna bring up Kwanzaa again, I like that Kwanzaa is towards the end because it gives you an opportunity to kind of reflect. And going back to that last question, I write my list of things that I would like to see as it relates to change. So that would be my gift as it relates to what we can do to better our community and just reflecting on the year. So even, you know, when they talk about was you naughty or nice, it's the end of the year, so you have an opportunity to kind of see everything. But to flip it to Kwanzaa and something more meaningful, I do think that it was very strategic.
I think it's both, but also just not being simple-minded. Like, you got to understand that time, it really isn't a game, and it's not something I'm playing with. And being that this is the end of the year, this is a new start. Like, anything can happen in this year. Like, people pass away in a year, good thing happens when you're and like it's just a better time to like reflect on the year that you've had and just make a goal to have a better one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the last question is, how do you handle people who don't celebrate Christmas? I really kind of handle it as the same as if a person that handles Christmas. I mean, as I said like earlier, everyone doesn't celebrate Christmas, so it's not really nothing I can do, about it. I can't say, oh, you should start celebrating Christmas. No, if they decide not to celebrate Christmas, that's on them. I mean, it's not really something that I can like do about it. I can't really do anything about it. If they don't want to celebrate it, they don't want to celebrate it.
I agree. You cannot celebrate Christmas though and not be a Scrooge. Like, you can be someone who does not celebrate Christmas. Like, I don't celebrate Christmas, but I'm not a Scrooge.
You're not a, like you said.
And I think that's very important. One thing I'm finding is a lot of folks are finding their political analysis and, you know, learning to be woke on the internet and stuff. They want to shame other people and make other people feel bad for being able to enjoy other elements of life.
Right.
And I think that if everybody's happy and if everybody's safe and if everybody's having a good time and nobody's being harmed, then it's not really that bad if you know, you're celebrating Christmas. If I'm only going to get an opportunity to see you at your Hanukkah event, because some people are Jewish and celebrate Hanukkah,
right.
I'm coming to potato lockets and we can spin the cradle. Potato lockets. It's I'll make you some. It's called, black people call them potato pancakes.
Oh, I know what that is. I don't know.
Yeah, and so the Hebrew term for it is lockets. And so if they call me and say, listen, we need a few lockets, I'm with it. I'm there. I'm with it. Listen, when you organize, you meet all kinds of people. And you learn to just go with it, or you're going to be hungry.
Right.
Really hungry. And mad. And so, you know, I try to really get folks to see that, like, any opportunity to really be in fellowship and really have a good time is okay. And when you go to someone's Christmas event, invite them to your Kwanzaa event.
Right.
But don't ostracize yourself and isolate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The division is a part of how the adversary wins. And so, like, not being able to, you know what I'm saying, to really say, hey, you know, I don't do Christmas, and here's why. You know? Every individual
right, like the little ones who was with us, last time.
Yep.
They actually didn't know that she didn't celebrate Christmas. I mean, it's something, yeah, but I mean, not everybody. As I said, most people do celebrate it, so it kind of doesn't. It kind of comes to a shock if you don't. But I mean, it's not really a problem with it. So
as we were discussing earlier, it's kind of like getting around that time, y'all. It's kind of getting to that point where it's starting to close out. So it's starting to get to the time that it's about to, you know, close on out. So as a closing, and before we give our final thoughts on each of these topics, or we have any more thoughts, the closing is, if you are in D.C., see you this Saturday at 2 p.m. for our Ugly Sweater Winter Social. This event is for future adults under the age of 24 years old. This is a safe space for youth, especially our friends who identify as members of the LGBTQI community. The fun goes down at Uniontown, 2200 MLK Jr. Avenue, Southeast. Cash prizes for our winners in the Ugly Sweater Contest. So the next week topic is New Year, New Me, or you in a sense. And I can give a little bit of a, Queen can give you a little bit on this too, kind of like a background of what that actually is going to be looking like. So pretty much for that, we're going to pretty much talk about, you know, people giving New Year's resolutions and not following them, which is kind of like, it doesn't really make sense to me, because if you're going to make a New Year's resolution, hopefully, you know, follow it. But there's those people who really don't. And for New Year, New You, it's kind of like, I feel like it kind of would be, you know, acting different, acting like this is a new year for you. For me, it's just going to be, if I have a New Year's resolution, it's not going to change me. I'm still going to be the same me. It's just I have a New Year's resolution. So any final thoughts on the topic that we have?
The New Year's resolution idea, I think, is good, because I myself have seen a couple of Christmas movies, and you may see people with, you know, addictions, and whether it's drug, abuse, addiction, anything like that. And, like, New Year's resolution, you know, give them a chance to believe, I think. But to kind of come back to what John Murray said, you know, there's just people who don't stick to what they say.
So my final thoughts would be, I want to just go back to the whole title of the radio show. We have to stay woke, DC. We have to stay woke. We have to support our youth. We have to support Black businesses. You know, let people do their job. They're not harming themselves or anyone else. It's very important for people to walk in their own light and to the beat of their own drum, and
yes,
whatever tune that may be. I think it's so important for us to love ourselves, because if you love yourself, you can love everybody else.
Yep.
So that's my closing remark. And I want to thank the Jeremiah and Queen and Ms. Gianna and Elle and everyone who has something to do
tell
with this awesome, awesome.
We're heard in 192
yep.
countries. Can
we're
you
heard
tell it. People your website and things? They might want to give you money.
Yeah, we need the money. Bring the money. Give us some money. Struggling out here.
Yeah, as you hear, we are live in 192 countries. So if you want to donate for this, the website, if I'm wrong, is...
I'll give my website.
Yep.
So Safe Haven is a nonprofit organization. We encourage self-love, higher education, and self-employment by being a support bridge to those in need of resources to get to the next level in their lives. So we work as the middleman. We build relationships in the community, connecting with different resources. So if you have resources that you would like to share with the community, and that could be your time, your money, your space, or energy, you can reach us at www.mamashaven2014.org. You can give us a shout on our email at dcfilmlife@gmail.com.
Yo.
And I want to give a shout out to the Alliance of Concern. We are partnered with them in our new location, 2227 Dubois Place, Southeast. And yeah, partnership is key. So we're always looking for partners and like-minded people to encourage our and family to strive to be the best they could be. So yeah, and you can reach us by phone at 202-903-5122 if you would like to donate some time, money, energy.
or space.
Okay. So, for those who want to, you know, sponsor the Peace Foundation and Stable Radio and everything, our website is www.futuredc.org.
And, 90 seconds.
And so, if you want to, you know, talk to us or look at our other posts and everything, if you want to watch some of the other shows and watch stuff, you can, they can like us and follow us on Facebook.
They can like you on Facebook.
Like it on Facebook as well. The Facebook page is
StayWoveDC. And our Twitter is at StayWoveDC.
And our Twitter is, yep, at StayWoveDC. Snapchat, yep, Snapchat, still coming, so get ready for that one.
StayWoveDC. Y'all yep. Stay woke, wake up!
And you can come every Thursday and be on the show.
Yep.
And we want to thank Ms. Beverly because she was our first ever guest.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Ever. And closing out, a throwback. You can't be black and not play the song. We love y'all.
So we love y'all, and this will be the end of it. So I hope you guys enjoyed this radio station. I hope you guys enjoyed this radio broadcast. This is me, Queen, Smith, Brown, and Hill signing off, y'all. We'll see y'all next.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
In my mind. what a joyous day.